Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Tuttle moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Tuttle scores. Snyder moves to third. Seaborn moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Seaborn moves to third. Herzog moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Chee-Tee reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Estrada covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pelarsik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pelarsik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Lump moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Lump scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye F. Rahm Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.